The following program is brought to you in living color. Thunder and calling to the faraway town. Somebody tells me that you've been taken off the air. Plays that song that's so elusive. My harvest is the best. God, it's God, I say God. Who will provide the
grand design? We didn't say it'd be good.
It's 1 hour of Radio Anarchy, broadcasting for the Acme Studios in Mayville, Wisconsin. Where the hell is Mayville? Vintage rock that's been bottled up way too long. Welcome to Don's Basement.
People talking, and they're saying that you're leaving. So unhappy with the way that you've been living. Oh, we always wish for money. We always wish for fame. We think we have the answers. Some things ain't ever gonna change. It doesn't matter who you are. It's all the same. What's in your heart will never change. Look in the mirror and see how you've been taken.
I never really know how to explain our relationship with John. I guess he's, unofficially, he is an official basement dweller or something like that. We're just very proud to be able to call him friend. John, wait and change. And hello there. How are you? Welcome back in. I'm Don Clark. Thanks so much for coming down and hanging out with us once again down here. We, the denizens of the basement. Fortune and fame is what we're looking at this time around. And oh, the trials and tribulations that come along with it. We, thanks to your suggestions, we have found some songs that have not seen the light of day in a long, long time. So let's go and get it going. The album is called Lines. The band is Charlie, and this is a cautionary tale. This is L.A. Dreamer. Welcome to Don's Basement.
Small feet. to who you know. So he hangs around in the clubs when the skies grow dark.
Kind of music that's great whenever you pair it with Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill. Gives me a headache just thinking about it. Welcome to Don's Basement.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, Mama, smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know? Yeah.
to number one. Suddenly everyone loves to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know that you are a shooting star? Don't you know, whoa, yeah. Don't you know that you are a shooting star, yeah. And all the world will love you just as long as you are a shooting
rock star don't always have a happy ending, do they? Now, from the Straight Shooter album, Paul Rodgers and Bad Company and Shooting Star, songs about fame and proof that rock and roll is a vicious game. Here's April Wine in Don's Basement.
He rocked his way through yesterday. Lord, he thought he had a chance. He played guitar and wrote some tunes of love and romance. He did his share of traveling like a dog without a home. A fugitive who would rather give a star than never shone. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No
one ever wore before. Rock and roll is a vicious game. Said he wouldn't get led around or caught up in the games or end up in a gallery of faces with no name. And rock and roll was in his soul and music was a friend. He recorded a song that made us sing along and he was on the road again. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No one ever won before. Rock and roll is a vicious game. Opened up his heart to us, he gave us what he could. We sympathized and harmonized, he made us all feel good. But it's funny how those things can change and time can pass us by. Songs that moved us so easily no longer make us cry. Now isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No one ever won the boy. Rock and roll is a vicious game.
The basements are rocking. Don't come a... You know what? Just come on in. Pull up a beanbag chair and remember, house rule is you pass to the left. Be courteous. Welcome to Don's Basement.
Oh,
time I heard that song, I'm like, wow, I'm taking notes on this. Peter Cetera, Living in the Limelight, from his first solo album. Songs about fame and fortune this time around. His dad was a cop. His brother was a cop. He tried to be a cop, but it didn't work out. He wanted to be a rock and roll star. Eddie Money in Don's Basement.
Ever since I was young, I'd sing in my home. Crazy songs I heard on the radio. Crazy songs I heard on the radio.
These walls could talk. They'd probably cough a lot. Welcome to Don's Basement.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
squeaky old lady named my Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. That'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Hey, I don't know. Rock and roll. Little teenage blue-eyed groupies would do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Front smiling man. Oh, beautiful.
Took them a while, but they finally made it. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show in the cover of the Rolling Stone. Fame and fortune is what we're looking at, and sometimes the trials and tribulations of that involve a woman. And that's up next. I'm Don Clark. Welcome to Don's Basement.
Coca-Cola presents the 10th annual Texas Jam.
The Texas Jam.
Saturday, June 20th at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Boston, the first concert appearance in years.
Boston.
Over 80,000 people packed the Jam in 1979 for the last Boston appearance. Now they return with the hottest lineup in years. Aerosmith. And the first Texas Jam appearance ever by Whitesnake. Coca-Cola and the Jam with Poison. And Tesla. Tickets available now at Rainbow Ticketmaster, Chaskies, and Major Sears. We're charged 787-2000 statewide at 1-800-992-8000. Q102 welcomes the Texas Jam. Saturday, June 20th to the Cotton Bowl in Dallas with the triumphant return of Boston. Presented by Coca-Cola. Catch the wave.
This classic rock. There's vintage rock. Then there's this place.
In the shadow of emotion, gosh, your face, or was it just another trick of the light?
This is Don's Basement.
Outside the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce, and she ran inside a weeping. Got to a room and tears splashed the picture of a new messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on the fire.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
The sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
She arrived at 6 and the place was swinging to gospel music by 9. Group after group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge ran on and said, "Here we go."
The crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. Little Sally got lost as the police bossed the crowd back in a rage.
Soon the atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlit figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, "Never mind, your part is to be what you'll be."
Her cheek hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night.
The crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Little Sally was lost for the price of a touch and a gash across her face.
She met in California. Tommy always talks about the day the disciples all went wild. Sally still carries a scar on her cheek to remind her of his smile.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, "Never mind, your part is to be what you'll be."
Remember the first time I heard Tommy, and that became my favorite song from it. Still is, from The Who. Sally Simpson and Don Clark in Don's Basement. With songs of fame and fortune and the trials and tribulations that come with it don't always involve musicians. A lot of times, it involves Hollywood. It's a shooting star in Don's Basement.
She grew up reading every magazine. Rags to riches was. Lost her heart to the American dream. Hollywood. She used to dream about love. Her youth was lived out.
The more you listen, the more we make. Shows, I mean. We make more shows, not money. We're not making anything for this, actually. Welcome to Don's Basement.
Mean nothing. Don Clark and Don's Basement. And songs about fame. And it doesn't happen a lot, but it has happened. And every once in a while, a band has to deal with the fact that nobody showed up. This is Angel City, Fashion and Fame in Don's Basement.
Tonight, nobody came. Fame.
Fashion. Vintage Rock on vinyl, with every beautiful scratch and skip, 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 skip. This is Don's Basement.
Song that Neil Peart put together about his dislike of being in the spotlight. From Moving Pictures, there's Rush, with songs about fame, and then there are others who can't get enough of that spotlight. This is Rainbow, Spotlight Kid, in Don's Basement.
Don't know what's happening, what to go, but there's nowhere to hide.
Yes, it can be addicting. The Spotlight Kid, that's Rainbow, putting the wraps on our Fame and Fortune edition of Don's Basement Tapes. We've got the People That Do Great Things list. That includes all the radio stations up and down the dial that take the time to run our show each week, including our flagship station, 99.9 FM, WYML, and WYML.us in Chicago. Thank you, Joe. WSQF, Key Biscayne, Florida. Thank you, Manny. We've got WGFM, Allsup, Illinois. Carl and PJ, we appreciate it. Buddy Guy and everybody at Buddy Guy Radio in Chicago. Carl and his crew at KZFX 93.7, rocking the high desert in Ridgecrest, California, and all the stations. Thanks to the iHeartRadio Network for getting the word out about Don's Basement Tapes. Thanks to Mr. Lee Peek, the voice of Don's Basement, and thank you so much for coming down here each week and hanging out with us in the basement. We appreciate it. I'm Don Clark. Peace.